Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And you may remember that earlier in the week we were talking about a possible ban coming up on the chemical Azulox. It's used to control bracken. Now, if left uncontrolled, NFU Scotland and the Heather Trust for Scotland both say bracken would cause an environmental disaster. The invasive weed is toxic to livestock and harbours ticks, which carry both Lyme's disease and looping ill, both of which are dangerous to humans and animals. Richard Lockhead has written to Europe's Health and Consumer Affairs Commissioner with an 11th-hour plea to save the chemical, which is the only weapon farmers have in the fight against bracken. He told us that it was important the Commission allowed the continued use of the herbicide and urged them to revisit the health and safety issues without resorting to a complete withdrawal of the product. Now, today we're going back to the Farmers Weekly Awards, and over the years, these awards, which are almost the Oscars, if you like, for British farmers, have received poorish support from our own MFR patch. That's something we'd like to change, and after plea for entries a couple of weeks ago, one or two have come forward, but we need even more. Here's Debbie Beaton, award director from the magazine, telling us why the awards are so important to our industry.
What we've found in the 7 years that we've been running this is that the impact that it has on the farm business and indeed the individual is quite enormous. I mean, opens doors in both those respects. So I can give you numerous examples of where a farm business, there's a beef farmer actually, who says that he had 10p a kilo added to his beef price simply because he was the beef farmer of the year. It definitely opens doors to new business opportunities because you find people coming knocking on your door. It just gives you much greater negotiation power with whether it's your supplier, a customer, or your bank manager. And personally, it's such a rewarding thing. You know, I think about farming, it's quite an isolated world still. And there's not many people who are going to pat you on the back and say, you know, that's absolutely fantastic job you've done. And this is a unique way of doing that. It just cascades down to your whole team as well. It just gives you a huge sense of achievement to win an award like this. And you find yourself invited to overseas. We've had many people go on trips to New Zealand and Australia.
And if you want to enter, just go to the website, farmersweeklyawards.co.uk. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.